down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies dropped back. He's got a throw.
Threw it to the streaker.
And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam, you call it.
He's into the end zone, and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
going for the
hill.
Look at there.
He fell down.
Go.
Security is
gone. He's going for
get
the
get up
entry.
The fence.
Oh, he's
going. You got to love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He is going to put his team shorthanded.
That's not as smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'll be your host for the next hour or so. That was a band called Heavens with a song called Patent Pending. off of their album of the same title. That is a somewhat side project from Matt Skiba, Valkline Trio, and that dude from Flowers of Doom, if I could remember his name. I'm going to say his name is Kevin. You're going to say your name's Kevin. I don't remember what it is. Maybe it's Josh? I don't remember. I don't know, but it's two guys. They put out this record, and you can order this record on vinyl, I believe, and it's very limited. They only made a couple hundred copies off of their MySpace page on the internet. And so maybe if it piques your interest, you would perhaps be interested in checking it out. Today, I have music of the garage punk, a bit of indie, a bit of metal type genres, you know, what you've usually come to expect. I'm quite tired. I went to this Cowboys and Indians party last night. It was pretty awesome. I was an Indian. Even though I went with my friend who's part Aboriginal, but she wanted to be the cowboy, it was strange. But I looked like Pocahontas, and it was really, really fun. And I had a bow and arrow and everything. Good times. Good times. Did I go to any shows this week? It feels like I did, but maybe I didn't. There are so many shows coming up next month, and wait, August, September, in September and October, and I'll tell you about that coming up shortly. But so many concerts that you should check out most of them if you can. Book time off of work because it'll be worth it. That's what I do. I eventually regret it later because my paycheck is like, oh, nothing. That doesn't make... Oh, yeah, that makes sense because I booked off all that time. But at the time, during the day, like on the day of the show, it's usually worth it. And it's a pretty good feeling when you don't have to go into work. You know what I'm talking about. I won't be here next week. I'll explain some of that later. So I might have a friend fill in, or I might play a pre-recorded show. I might put together that interview I did with the Transmitters, which is very, it's not even PG-13. It's very much like 18A. But we'll see how that goes. If I can't edit it down properly, because I feel if I take out all the parts that are very inappropriate for, you know, an afternoon show on FM radio, then I might not actually have anything to work with. But we'll see how it goes. If I can't put together my Transmitters interview in time, then I'll just have a friend fill in for me next week. We'll see how it goes. If you want to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Give me a call. Tell me what you want to hear. Place a request or whatever and chat it up. I'm up for whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm going to play the Bouncing Souls next, a song called the BMX song, because I bought a BMX last week and it's fun. I like it. It's small and it's awesome. I can't really go on about it now. I don't know how to describe it, but I like it a lot. The last time I rode a bike, I was in grade 7. And now I'm 22 and I went and got a BMX. I don't know what I'm doing. But this is the Bouncing Souls on We All Fall Down.
That man. our music our way.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
You know you make me wanna
shout, shout, let it all out.
Yo, on Tuesday, October 2nd, 2007, CITR 101.9 FM and the UBC AMS presents That DJ Competition at the Pit. And we want you to spin. So here's the download. It's quite simple. 8 DJs play 15-minute sets each with a minimum of 3 genres of music to keep the party popping. There are no restrictions on what audio sources or what musical style the DJ chooses to use. DJs must bring their own music and needles and provide their own transportation. The equipment provided will be properly functioning, professional, quality equipment. Interested? Then send your demo to That DJ Competition, CITR Radio, 233-6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. Along with your full name, emailing address, mailing address, home, cell phone number, your musical style, and audio sources used. MySpace submissions are also accepted. Please send them to thatdjcompetition2007@gmail.com. For more information, please visit our website at www.citr.ca or email thatdjcompetition2007@gmail.com.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle, That DJ Competition. I don't think we've ever done this before. It's quite exciting, at least for me it is. And so if you're interested, check out our website at citr.ca for full details and stuff. What did I just play for you? Oh my god. The Pointed Sticks. Off of their latest 7-inch, My Japanese Fan, that was the single off of that 7-inch. And the Pointed Sticks are playing this weekend, August 25th, at the Red Room. And they're playing with the Riff Randalls, who had played before the Pointed Sticks. The Riff Randalls, off of their self-titled album, that song is called Mississippi Hot Dog. Prior to that, the Cancer Bats, off of their album Birthing the Giant, that song is called Butterscotch. Butterscotch. And before that, I played Brats on the Beat, which is a Ramones tribute album, which features different lead singers from various punk rock and garage bands, featuring kids singing up backup vocals. That song that I played was a cover of Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio, covered by children. And Greg from the Bouncing Souls, which I played before, Brats on the Beat, off of their album Maniacal Laughter. That song was called the BMX song. And I started off today's show with Heavens, which I told you about a while ago. It's awesome. It's awesome how my short-term memory really sucks and how I don't remember what I wanted to talk about, you know, when I press the on-air button. Speak on air, whatever, doesn't really matter. Coming up next for you, I have some new Fucked Up. After that, I'll probably play some new stuff by the Transmitters and probably Pelican. I wrote a review for the Pelican show that I went to, and it will be featured in September's issue of Discorder. Discorder is CITR's monthly free publication. You can pick it up all around the Lower Mainland. I usually like to pick it up if I'm not at the station. I usually pick it up at the library, but you can't go to the library because aren't they still closed? Are they still closed? I think they are, which really sucks because I'm someone that likes to hang out at the library all the time. Now I can't. Now I can't even just go in, you know, just hang out. Thanks, guys. Come on. Let's get this thing over so I can go back to the library. That'd be awesome. Thanks. I don't even know if it's over yet. That's how in touch with the local news I am. Yes, Discorder. A new issue should be coming out the first week of September, and semi-exciting news, at least for me, is I will be having a monthly column starting this September. I've already written it. So the first, I guess, volume... part, I don't know what you want to call it, but the first part of my monthly column will be published this September. So pick up Discorder and read all about my stories and stuff. I think this month I wrote about how I first started my show. So I wrote a lot about my friend Trevor, who hosts Vengeance Is Mine, here on CITR Monday nights, and I'll be playing some songs dedicated to Trevor in just a second. But for now, how about some brand new Fucked Up? This is off of their EP, Year of the Pig. The song is called The Black Hats on CITR.
We'll be right back.
That's awesome how technology does that. Good times. There was like a minute left on that song. It was great. It was great. So I'm just going to go to whatever else I was going to play. The transmitters. Thank you, technology. You are so awesome. Round of applause for FM technology.
Watching TV. Yes, looking for something so shallow that it's worth to see. Yes, they're making Belgium.
That sounds cool. Let's give it a try. Let's give it one more run. We got garage, we got the drums, we got guitars, we got the songs, we got the songs, we got the songs, we got the songs. Hold on.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host, Marielle. That was some Tim Armstrong for you off of his solo album, A Poet's Life. That song was called Among the Dead. Do you have stuff to say? You can come in and talk. Scotty's here. I haven't seen you in forever.
Come here.
Forever. Hi.
Guitar God.
A heroic guitar god. I ran into the guy that hosted that party a couple weeks ago. Turns out he works at the store right beside me. I work at a clothing store. I work at a clothing store on Granville and Robson. He works at the store right beside me.
Oh. Guitar. Small geeky world.
Apparently so. And there's going to be, he tells me that there will be another Guitar Hero party coming up soon.
Well, I know a lot of people that kind of choked. They missed that.
I had a lot of people challenge me afterwards. Oh, man. They're like, you think you're the shit, but I challenge you. And
your,
I was like,
your belt is up for...
Yeah, I probably won't show up for the next one. I'd probably be like, oh, I'm working. So
if you don't show up, they can't take away your title, right?
They can't. Whatever. They gave me a battle axe as like a as a prize, like a fake axe. It's like, thanks, guys. Zombie Walk.
The Dead. Zombie Walk.
This Saturday. 3 p.m. in front of the Vancouver Art Gallery. It'll be the short route again, looks like.
Maybe, but you never know.
They could take, like, the scenic route around.
I'm a big fan of the beach, but I'm not a big fan of a zombie beach.
Zombie beach?
Yeah.
It was okay. Like, it was good because it was a nice open area, but it was pretty short. The route was just, like, go down Robson and, you know, meet at the beach.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the graveyard better.
It was pretty awesome. But do you remember how many tired zombies there were? Yeah, there was some after that
complaining, whining.
Yeah, there and then zombies. There was that after party, but only like three people showed up.
What,
like,
the video in one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up there later on that night. I passed out for a couple hours.
Because it was so long. Yeah.
I think there's a couple of after parties, zombie after parties too, I think.
I think so. Yeah. I don't remember, but it'll be good times. Yeah. Meet at...
Third annual Zombie Walk this Saturday, 3 p.m. 3 o'clock, Art Gallery.
Art Gallery. Don't worry, you'll know it when you see it. Good times.
Hey, and speaking of Tim Armstrong, that band that backs him up on that album is playing next Thursday.
The Agrolites. Where are they playing?
They're playing at the Red Room with One Drop from Victoria, who are awesome, and Los Furios, who are awesome. It's going to be a sweaty, hot dance evening.
Lots of skanking.
Hear all about it on my radio show every Friday, nice. 10 a.m. Till noon.
Radio voice. I've always been tempted to do the radio voice.
Oh, yeah?
I can't pull it off. I always end up laughing. Yeah. I can't take it seriously.
We can't all flex our heads.
Before Tim Armstrong, I played Randy. Is that who I played? Sure, why not? Randy, off of their album The Human Atom Bombs, that song is called Addicts of Communication. That song goes out to my friend Trevor, who hosts Vengeance Is Mine, because that was the very first song that I heard on his show, and that was the first song that I heard when I first started listening to CITR when I was 14. And I wrote all about that in my new monthly column in this month's Discorder, September.
I have to go plug the meter.
Okay.
Sorry.
Godspeed. Go forth, my wayward son, and fill up that parking meter. Go with haste. With haste. Yes, Randy going after Trevor. Before Randy, I played the Transmitters off of their album, their self-titled album. That song's called Alma Blackwell. And part of that, Fucked Up, off of Year of the Pig EP. That song was called The Black Hats. I only have like 7 minutes left. I totally lost track of time there. I'm not going to do concert listings today because apparently there is no more time for that. So I'm sorry. I played 3 Inches of Blood in there. That's what I played. I forgot to write that down. 3 Inches of Blood off of Fire Up the Blades. That song was called The Goat Rider's Horde. That's who I played. I'm so sorry. I'm really not on the ball today. What else is going up? Oh, Bad Religion. I'll play some brand new Bad Religion now. They have a new album out called New Maps of Hell. I still haven't really picked this up. It hasn't really caught on with me yet. It kind of just all... Bad Religion sounds the same to me. After all, like, I'll admit that they're a really good band. I like a lot of their albums and a lot of their songs, but this new album for me just kind of, it doesn't quite do it. Oh well. Whatever, this is some brand new Bad Religion on CITR. Oh jeez, oh god. We'll be right back. that will about do it for me today. This has been We All Fall Down. Thank you very much for listening today. Thank you to all the listeners and the people that called in. Coming up next, we have Robin doing the Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books. And then after that, we'll have Brennan Jules doing crimes and treason. So stay tuned to CITR all day, every day. That song that you just heard was called Honest Goodbye by Bad Religion off of their album New Maps of Hell. Robin and Colin are here today. And so I will leave you, fair listener, in their very capable, maybe greasy hands.
Hey, I
lost mine. Sure you did. thanks for listening, guys. I won't be back next week, but somebody will. Someone will. I gotta go. Okay, bye.